USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and NATO maintain they will not impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, warning that could lead to an escalation with Russia. President Putin said he would consider any declaration of a no-fly zone to be, quote, participation in the armed conflict. That conflict is still ongoing, and a ceasefire for parts of Ukraine has been violated by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky has fended off three separate attempts by the Russians to assassinate him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6 attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6 with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. Lawmakers in New Jersey and here in Oregon are now working on bills that would legally allow drivers in both states to start pumping their own gas at fuel stations. The two states are the only two remaining that bars drivers from getting their own gas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina is drawing criticism on both sides of the aisle for comments suggesting someone in Russia assassinate Vladimir Putin. Fellow GOP Senator Ted Cruz said it was an exceptionally bad idea. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said the comment was irresponsible, dangerous, and unhinged. The U.S. is trying to figure out how to help the people of Ukraine.
President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine, $22.5 billion to restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding.
A former Amtrak engineer who was operating a train when it derailed, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200 others, was found not guilty of various charges after the jury deliberated for fewer than 90 minutes. Brandon Bostian, 38, was the only engineer operating the Amtrak train, which was heading to New York City in May of 2015. He accelerated into a curve at Frankfort Junction and reached speeds of up to 106 miles per hour before the train derailed. Amtrak settled a lawsuit related to the crash for $265 million in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.